98. Marcus. The sun overhead was merciless in its heat, and by the time they reached the forum, Marcus was drenched with sweat. The effort of driving the blasted chariot greater than if he'd been marching alongside the boys of the 51st. Dropping the reins, he stepped out of the back of the chariot and fell into step next to Wex, it requiring too much of his self-control not to look over his shoulder at Tyriana, who walked with Ostornik. Her face betrayed no emotion, but her eyes were violent swells of inky black, betraying her terror over what was to come. Climbing the steps where he'd watched his men put Cassius into power, Marcus stepped under the shade of the portico and then into the Curia itself. The halls were nearly empty, the Senate in session, and his palms turned to ice as they approached the golden doors leading to the chamber that contained the most important men in the Empire. And though it wasn't his chief concern, Marcus couldn't help but wonder if this time his father would actually be seated in their ranks. Wex paused, turning around.
Tyriana, you will have to wait outside. Ostornik will stay with you.
And though he knew he shouldn't, Marcus looked over his shoulder, his eyes locking on hers. I'll see this through, he silently promised her, to whatever end. She gave the slightest of nods, then Ostornik was tugging her over to one of the benches lining the hallway, more of the young legionnaires surrounding them and blocking her from Marcus's view, which was just as well. He needed to focus on the challenge at hand. The doors swung open, the golden dragon splitting down the middle to reveal a narrow corridor between the tiered bleachers. On the opposite side of the open space was a dais, holding an empty golden chair. And looming above it towered a painted map of not just the Empire, but all of Wreath.
Commandant Wex of Campus Lysendor, the speaker announced, and Legatus Marcus of the 37th Legion.
Striding into the open space, both he and Wex came to a stop in front of the dais. A quick scan revealing that while the bleachers were packed full of senators, Cassius was not among them.
The consul is delayed, Commandant,
said a legionnaire with a 29 stamped on his armor.
He had other pressing matters to attend to.
I've no doubt,
Wex answered. Then he stepped closer to Marcus, murmuring softly.
This is Cassius playing games. Don't be baited.
Being made to wait was not what had Marcus's skin crawling. It was what Cassius might be doing that made him uneasy. And he fought the urge to leave the room to ensure Tyriana was safe.
Ostornik might be just a boy, but he's a well-trained one, Wex said softly. Trust him.
When it came to Tyriana's safety, Marcus didn't trust anyone but himself, especially in enemy territory.